BBC News. Residents of Iraq's Kurdish region have voted by a huge majority in favour of independence. The official result of Monday's referendum shows a 92% yes vote. Iraq's central government, neighbouring countries and the United States were among those who opposed the poll. The Iraqi parliament has voted to authorise the deployment of troops to disputed areas on the edge of Kurdish territory. NATO has acknowledged that a US airstrike close to Kabul airport on Wednesday caused civilian casualties. In a statement, NATO said a missile had malfunctioned and it deeply regretted what it called the harm to non-combatants. The Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has destroyed all of its chemical weapons. The global watchdog, which aims to eliminate such arms, said it had verified the destruction, describing it as a major milestone. For the second time in weeks, one of Europe's biggest airlines, Ryanair, has announced the cancellation of a large number of flights. Ryanair insists this is linked to problems in scheduling leave for staff. It's denied reports that it's suffering from a shortage of pilots. Ugandan politicians have fought inside parliament for the second day running. The row is over plans to amend the constitution to allow President Yoweri Museveni to stand in the next election. Russia and the US have agreed to work together on a plan to build the first lunar space station. NASA, which is leading the project, said the manned station would orbit the moon and act as a gateway to deep space. It's part of a longer-term plan to send humans to Mars. The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, has criticised the ELN rebel group for blowing up two oil pipelines in the north of the country, just days before a bilateral ceasefire is due to come into force. He said the attacks had caused serious environmental damage. BBC News.